just an extension of the Wii. Like, you can take this tablet
you
controller.
Said extension of the Wii.
Yeah, exactly.
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy, Tyler, and Stefan. What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Hi.
Bring it up a level, Andy.
Hi.
What's up?
They can't hear you saying hi.
Don't judge me.
It's been a while. You haven't been on here since episode like
one,
three or something. Two. It was like a single digit episode. So it's been a while.
We all have been in the double digits now, yo.
Yeah, this is episode 44, I believe.
My God.
You should do an episode on all sexual gaming when you get to 69.
It's going to be like 5 seconds long. Leisure Suit Larry, sweet.
That's massive on sexual gaming. It's only 5 seconds long.
Because there's only like one game, and it sucked.
I don't know, you could get those crazy Atari ones where you're...
I forgot about those.
Customer's Revenge, where you just rank an Indian girl.
I see. Yeah, we probably could. So right before this episode, Andy and I were working on prank calls, so I hope to put out another prank call episode soon because we waited so long to do another one. Like, I remember talking to Stefan. I was like, yeah, we could probably put another one out in April. It's like June. You remember that conversation, Stefan?
No.
You don't remember that conversation?
No. I don't remember that conversation either.
Because you and I conversed about it. We're like, we put out a lot really quickly. That's what she said. I put out a lot really quickly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what we said, and then we're like, oh, we could do one in April, and it just never materialized. Another thing I want to mention before we get too far into this is that our RSS feed is changing. It's going from Podomatic to Feedburner, and the reason being is because on Podomatic, I'm able to keep about 5 to 7 of our most recent episodes, and through Feedburner, I can keep about 30 of them. Up on iTunes at the same time. And so I switched to that so there could be more episodes up at the same time. I'm mentioning it now. It's not going to happen until next week. I'm going to put the new RSS feed in the description of the episode. So if you subscribe through Podomatic, just copy the feed and replace it. And then you should still be subscribed. Now I'm still going to post up to Podomatic too, because I know we still have people that listen just through that. And then on the blog, there will be multiple ways to listen. You can either do it through BlipTV, through Archives Audio Streamer, or if you click the post title, you can get a direct download. So if you don't have like Flash, like Andy. If you have one of those iPhones. So remember that. RSS feed is changing. It'll be in the description below whatever thing you're using to play right now. Whether it be like iTunes, Winamp, Zune, Fubar.
I have all those.
You have all those?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in the description. Just replace the feed, because if you don't, you can't get next week's episode.
I use YouPorn.
I would be sad. You use YouPorn? YouPorn's player?
Yep.
And I really think that's all I have to mention in the opening segment.
All right, everyone. Let's get to
Flash
it.
Player.
Yeah, you guys got nothing? Stefan looks like he wants to get to it right away.
I don't know.
He's always down
to get
right to it.
All right, so what we're going to do in this episode, we're going to start off with trivia. Leaper. I don't know why Leaper was like acting he had to defend his throne or something like that, because I dethroned him. But regardless, Leaper's not here
to
take
it. Did you say you deep-throated him?
Something like that.
That's a stretch.
I don't know. Is it?
But he's not here, obviously, so he cannot take back the crown. So maybe Andy will take it. Who knows?
Maybe.
I'm sure. I'm not much of a trivia guy.
You've done fine in trivia.
Yeah, with 4 points.
Oh, you've done fine in trivia. You had a couple bad ones against Leaper. That was it. You can't let the recent ones...
He just gets in my head.
Leaper psychs him out. Leaper's, like, staring him down during the whole thing.
I'll get in your
Doesn't head. Blink during the whole segment.
Well, right. So it has to do with head, that's for sure.
So we're going to have that, and then pretty much the rest of the episode will be all E3 stuff. Talk about E3, what we like, what we disliked, what we can't wait to see. All that. All right, so let's get to it for some video game trivia.
Do a barrel roll!
We're 21 questions away from determining another winner. This is Video Game Trivia on Power Up Podcast.
You're a cow.
All right, it feels like a long time since we've had trivia. Does it feel like a long time?
I don't know. I remember the last time we did, so sure.
So probably, right. If I remember.
I think it feels like a long time, so. All right, Stefan, we're going to start with you. The first three questions are Team Fortress 2. So, I don't think they're very hard. So, in Team Fortress 2, what is the soldier's primary weapon? Sentry, minigun, revolver, or rocket launcher?
A minigun. Oh, no.
Tyler?
Sentry.
Sentry, really? I thought you played that game.
Was that a choice? I thought that was a choice.
No, it is. No.
Oh, that hurts Sentry.
Zane.
Rocket launcher.
Bing!
Yeah, it's a point for Andy.
What was the name? Soldier?
Soldier.
I thought that'd be like a demolition.
Andy's never going to be allowed at this podcast again if I made him to say that.
All right,
you
Tyler.
Lose.
The Pyro's axe extinguisher is an axe wrapped in what? Barbed wire, wrapping paper, bubble wrap, or ribbons?
Bubble wrap? Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Bubble wrap.
I know you know how to say bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap?
I want the bubble wrap.
Andy.
Barbed wire?
Ding. Fuck you, dude. Come on the show one time.
That was already
embarrass
pissed.
Us.
This is the second time.
See how it is.
All right, Andy.
I play Team Fortress.
Oh.
Andy, what is underneath the demo man's kilt? An angry face, a smiley face, a surprised face, a confused face?
Is that a smiley face?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Ding.
All right, so that's three for Andy. All right.
This is you guys.
Stefan, how many different outfits can Elena be seen wearing in Uncharted Drake's Fortune?
Oh, great.
Four, five, three, or
five.
One? Just going to throw that out there? You're not even going to think about it?
I've never played the damn game.
You didn't even let me get through the questions before
five.
You...
Five.
Two.
Tyler.
What were the answers?
Five, four, eight, or seven?
Eight.
Andy. No, five, four, eight, or seven. Oh, no, it's...
No, no, we're changing the answers.
Four, five, three, or one. Sorry.
I didn't get three. What? I didn't get three as a choice.
You got it wrong anyway. You got that one wrong.
Three was a choice. I was not three. If I
three was a choice in both. You got it wrong still.
I think you're favoring...
You got it wrong
someone.
Still. Shut up.
Here.
It's three.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't even an option.
You got it.
Double three.
Put together. You can't complain about the question being one you're not going to get and then complain about not getting it.
What'd you guess?
That wasn't even like an
option. Did you guess eight?
You guessed.
Well, no. That's the equivalent of three in math. So technically, you get it right.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. That's the equivalent of three. That's just plain wrong.
Eight wasn't an actual option.
Yeah. It is in the next question.
Well,
and another question.
Doesn't help me now.
I was looking at the wrong. Shut up, God! You cannot bitch about getting a question wrong when you said you were going to get the question wrong.
I can't if I didn't get the proper answer.
But you were going to get it wrong anyway. You said so.
You don't know that.
You said
so. You don't know that.
Tyler, of the words, of these words, which describes Eddie Raha's gun? Identical to Drake's, silver, gold, or black?
Black.
Andy.
Gold.
Chris Gold. Andy, how many different people have fought alongside Drake in both games combined? Five, four, eight, or seven?
Shit, let me count.
All right. Now, when we say Drake, are we talking about the rapper?
Nope.
Or,
why would I talk about the rapper?
I don't know.
It's a gaming trivia, Tyler.
Why wouldn't you give me three as an answer?
You weren't going to get it right anyway. Because you said so.
What were the numbers?
Five, four, eight, or seven?
Four.
Seven?
Five.
Tyler.
Go with eight. Go with eight.
Four.
Really? You're going to guess four?
You're going to choose the same as Andy?
You're going to choose the same exact answer as Andy.
How about three, then?
You're just wrong. It's seven. Yeah, there was two answers no one guessed because Tyler just decided not to guess any answers that were actually on this.
Well, I just didn't know if I was going to like that answer and then be like, oh, hey, by the way, two's an answer.
All right. Who to start with on that one? Andy. Okay. Stefan, what special unit is created by the Egyptians in Civilization III? Warmongers, war chariots, war catapults, or ultimate warriors?
Ultimate. Warmongers.
Tyler?
The chariots one. Bing! Oh my god.
The nice. Chariots one. Tyler, not trying again. Tyler.
Yo.
What are the attributes of Germany in Civ 3? Expansionist and militaristic, industrious and scientific, scientific and seafaring, or militaristic and scientific?
Militaristic and scientific?
Bing!
And oppressive?
All right, Andy. What unit will you not see in the Iroquois civilization? Chariots, spearmen, archers, or horsemen?
Horsemen.
Bing!
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about that horseman. Four horsemen.
All about the...
All right, Stefan. In Grand Theft Auto 3, what is Donald Love's first mission? A drop in the ocean? Smackdown? Liberator? Ice cream, you scream.
Smackdown.
You just said that because of SmackDown Wrestling.
Well, I don't know shit about this.
All right, one more time with the answers.
A drop in the ocean, SmackDown, Liberator, Ice Cream, You Scream.
Liberator.
Bing!
Yay.
All right, Tyler. Who gives the first mission of the game? Joey, Luigi, El Burro, none of the above.
None of the above?
Bing!
It's always none of the above.
Exactly.
All right, Andy, how many missions are required to finish the game? 73, 65, 57,
68. 57.
Stefan?
What were some of the answers?
73, 65, 57. You want some of the answers or all the answers?
73.
Bing!
Yeah, take that.
All right, Stefan. Oh, you'll get this one. At least you should, or else I'll be severely disappointed in you.
Be prepared to be disappointed.
I don't think so. Which two players die in Halo 3? Cortana and Master Chief, Master Chief and the Arbiter and Cortana, or Miranda Keyes and Sergeant Johnson?
The last one.
Which is?
Miranda Keyes and Sergeant Johnson.
Thank you.
Bing!
D. Number four. Whichever one.
Just want to make sure you knew. Just want to make sure you actually knew the answer on that. All right, Tyler. What weapon is Sergeant Johnson carrying near the end of the game? Beam rifle, Spartan laser, Needler, or SMG?
SMG.
Andy?
Needler?
Spartan laser. That's what you kill 343 Guilty Spark.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of this game called Halo.
What is this Halo 3 you're talking about? Do you think it'll ever be big?
I've never heard of 2 and 1. I mean, Jesus.
All right, Andy. How many skulls are there in campaign? 14, 13, 12, or 15? Stefan?
Was it like the 20s?
Penis. 14, answers. 12, and what was the other one? 15?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with 14.
Bing!
See? Look at that. Andy with 5, Tyler with 4, Stefan with 4. You guys are doing great.
Even more Uncharted questions.
I threw the Uncharted in there because I wanted at least you to have a lob ball, because I figured Halo 3 would be a lob ball for them. I didn't realize you were going to get all the Team Fortress ones right.
Oh, great. So I'll be...
I try and put ones in there that everyone has a game they'll know about. All right, Stefan. Which of the following Locust is unable to fly in the Gears of War series? Nemesis, Hydra, King Raven, or Reavers?
Well, I know which one it's not, but...
Well, you got to pay attention.
Repeat the names.
It's a trick question. Nemesis, Hydra, King Raven, or Reavers?
And what was the question?
Which of the following Locust is unable to fly in Gears of War?
Hydra. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Nemesis?
I haven't heard of these things.
What was the...
Nemesis, Hydra, King Raven, or Reavers?
It's not Reavers. That's Kingsman. Yeah, I'll go with Reaver.
You go with Reaver?
Yeah.
It's King Raven. That's why I said it's a trick question, because it's not Locust. It says which one of these Locusts? All the other Locusts can fly.
I have no idea what the hell it's supposed to mean.
That's why I said it's a trick question.
Well, you got me.
I figured someone would get it.
Yeah, I saw.
All right, Tyler. Which Locust creature acts as artillery in the Gears of War series? Berserkers, Cedars, Corpsers, or Brumox?
Brumox.
What was the question again?
Which Locust creature acts as artillery?
Cedars.
Bing.
My boobs are starting to sweat.
That sucks.
All right. So I played that out.
Andy, which enemy can you only attack in the darkness? Or can only attack in the darkness?
Darkness.
Corpser, Theron, Cyclops, or Krill?
Theron?
Krill.
Is that from Gears of War 2?
Yeah, they're all from...
They're in both games, actually, aren't they? I believe Krill was in 1 as well.
It's not until trivia do I realize how much I don't pay attention when I play games at all.
All right, Stefan, these last ones are from the Doom series.
Oh, great. Never played them. Throw it on me.
Great. The first secret level in Doom 2 looks like a level from another id Software game. What game? Commander King, Quake, Wolfenstein, or Hover Tank?
I go with Wolfenstein.
God damn it.
The only other game that I know.
I was like, oh, I know this one. I know this.
That was right. I was going to say Quake.
Tyler, yep. Of the following monsters, which cannot be resurrected by an archvile? A former human sergeant, a revenant, a mancubus, or another archvile?
I go with a mancubus. It reminds me of a succubus.
Andy?
But man.
Archvile.
Bing.
All right, Andy. What is the name of the 30th level of Final Doom, the Plutonia Experiment? Dece, the Gateway to Hell, the Tower of Babel, or Last Call?
Last Call.
Stefan?
Repeat the question.
What is the name of the 30th level...
Or actually, I need the answers, not the question. Never mind.
Dece, the Gateway of Hell, Tower of Babel, or Last Call?
The Gateway one.
Bing.
Hell?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to go with a tiebreaker question because Stefan and Andy are tied.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I don't even get a last question. What the fuck?
It went all the way around, dude. 21 questions.
I didn't get shit.
What do you mean?
I didn't have a Doom question.
You did. Of the following monsters, which cannot be resurrected by an archvile? You missed it, and it went to Andy. And then Andy got a question. He missed it and went to Stefan.
I want to recount because I feel like.
Even if you did get the question, you wouldn't have tied him.
I feel like I was getting false answers
this
the whole
like
game.
First to answer.
No, not necessarily. I just the I get the question. You two can both just give me your answer.
First one gets boner wins.
Okay.
Shit.
What year did Cool Spot come out?
Oh man.
Who the fuck makes that?
1992.
You're going with 92?
Yeah.
I think it came out on the NES.
Wait, so this is whoever's closest.
Damn it.
No, Super Nintendo, actually.
'91? Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
Well, the victory goes to... Well, I gotta find a sound clip that's good for this one. Okay.
Ready.
A 7-year-old boner. All right.
Goes to Stefan. Came out in '94. Stefan was the closest.
You're trying to do the whole one over trick, but you did it.
Well,
wrong.
I mean, I know it was in the 90s because it's Super Nintendo, but I'm like, shit, it's definitely not 90.
That'd be funny if Andy goes, $1. Like, Andy, that doesn't work here.
Zane.
Let me win.
So, Stefan wins video game trivia. Close one. We don't usually get to use the tiebreaker.
It's a Team Fortress.
Oh, fuck Team Fortress.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Play Team Fortress. Sweet.
No. Play Infamous.
All right. You guys ready to talk about some E3?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Had to play at least one Diane one, yeah. Had to do that.
Oh, I just noticed that.
Strike it into my heart.
That's so, right. You need me to hug you?
No, maybe, I'm fine. Dude, that was almost a year ago now.
You can hug his penis.
I'm just saying.
It's been over a year.
I think you need a hug. With me.
He's like, no, I
with
insist.
With me face backwards.
I insist you need a hug.
In the spooning position.
In a bed. Under covers.
Naked. With some lube. I like
dude,
where this is going.
There's nothing wrong with lube. Just use your spit. It's free.
Damn.
All right. E3.
Sometimes I get like a dry mouth, so it's like.
Cod mouth. It's like, I don't want cod mouth around this. I'll make it so dry for you. All right. E3. Where do we want to start? Do we just want to start with the press conferences first between the big three?
Or what about just the big news from the big three?
Well, I mean, we could just mention each from the three and then go into stuff we also saw, like, company and game-wise.
All right.
Oh, no, but that thing over there looks like penis and, like, testicles.
Nice.
It does. Okay, first up, Microsoft. What did you guys think of the Microsoft conference?
I don't think I saw it.
They're really pushing. I mean.
Sweet, thanks.
I understand, like, why they did it, but fuck, they pushed the shit out of Kinect.
Yeah, they did. I saw a lot of people. It was very underwhelming. It wasn't really anything special in their conference. It was just a lot. Here's more Kinect games.
It seems like they've been doing that a lot.
Here's multi-platform games that were going to be out on other systems, but here they are on ours.
Was that where they showed off Halo 4?
They did. They did show off Halo 4. I was going to get to that here in a second.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all
way
good.
Way to go, Andy.
Oh, no, it's all good. You dick.
Ruined the whole
you
podcast.
Fuck. You just come in here waltzing in, thinking you own the place.
I could.
You could.
You're going to wake up one day, and I'll be in your parents' room. Just be like, no.
It would be my honor to be your new stepfather.
But they also added, like, YouTube to Xbox Live. Like, woo,
oh, yeah.
Live TV to Xbox Live. It's like, cool.
And it was, see, that's funny. I have this thing called a computer, and it does all that for me.
So it was very underwhelming. Xbox. I know some people are really freaking out about Dance Central 2, because apparently that game's hot with some people. They're just like,
oh my god,
Dance
it's
Central.
So hot.
It's actually
hot right now.
Yeah. And so it was very underwhelming, gay, so. But then again, they didn't have, they didn't have anything like coming up, you know? Like, they didn't really need to do anything special because they were in kind of a stable position. They didn't have a big outage, and they didn't have a new console coming out. So it was just kind of like, yeah, it was boring, but it wasn't like Microsoft completely fucked themselves.
No, I mean, it was like neutral.
Yeah, it was just like, Microsoft. One thing they didn't mention this in their press conference that came after, was that they were changing the gamertag storage to cloud storage.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of going through like the gamertag recovery system to get all your achievements and gamertag on another Xbox, you go through like cloud storage, and it's like really quick, apparently. So, I mean, that's kind of interesting. Sometimes I do move
like
my gamer tag over, so.
They do that, Sony does that with saves.
No saves?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I have all mine on the cloud.
On the cloud. To the cloud.
Yeah, I love saying that, to the cloud. No.
And, yes, Halo 4. What are you guys' thoughts on Halo 4?
It looks very Halo-y. Yeah. Lots of Halo
I don't
stuff.
Care for it right now.
Like,
well, it's already announced a new trilogy.
Yeah,
so
it's
going to
be. Why do you think they gave it
4, 5, and 6 at least?
Activision is very good at pushing the shit out of things until they die, aka Tony
Wait,
Hawk.
Wait, no.
That's not Activision.
Isn't
Activision?
343.
No, that's where Bungie went was Activision.
That's right.
Yeah. Bungie. 343 has Halo now.
I don't. What have they done?
Nothing.
They're new, aren't they?
They're Halo 4.
There's
They've
some Bungie
Halo
people
4.
That are comprised.
Yeah, I know 343 has a few Bungie people on it too.
And didn't you say isn't 343 from Halo?
Yeah.
Oh, 343 Guilty Spark.
Yeah, is that from Halo? That's probably why they
named it. Man, I never even—I didn't tell you that because I never put that connection together till right now.
No.
But
I think more people are more excited for the Halo remaster than they are Halo 4.
You know,
that was actually neat.
I'm kind of neutral on both because it didn't say anything about online versus like matchmaking.
I thought it did.
Halo
Reach Engine.
It uses the Halo Reach Engine for the game, and there was online co-op, but. I was even talking with Evros, and he was like, no, it has it in there. And then he looked it up, and he couldn't find it either.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. And see, it's $40, and if it's just going to be the game in co-op, and it only has 7 maps. I really wish it would have more, because I really like all the Halo 1 maps, most of them anyway.
All I need is Sidewinder, baby. Just give me that.
And it has God. It has a.
I'll give you a Sidewinder.
It has one of the Halo 2 maps, Damnation. So you can almost guess the maps that are in there right now, because they're gonna have Sidewinder. They announced Damnation. They're gonna have Blood Gulch.
They're gonna
have Beaver Creek, I believe. They're gonna have Hang 'em High. I already saw one of the maps. Unfortunately, I can't name it. I forgot what the map is called, but I know what map it is when I saw it. So there's six right off the bat that I know they have. And the seventh one could easily be like, I don't know, Wizard or something like that. And so I'm afraid they won't have the maps like, you know, those two ships across from each other. They have you know, that, and then the one that's all teleporters.
Yeah, love that map. Sucks.
That map's just one to play a goofy game type on. It's fun. But for me with Halo 4, I'm just like, I'm really not that interested either.
Come on, it's become like the next Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm gonna get one of the new trilogy, it probably would be 4. Because I kind of do want to see what happens to Master Chief. I'm not that excited about it. But then 5 and 6 are just like whatever happens in 4. And it's just like I was already ready for it to end where it was.
Probably just rent it.
Sergeant Johnson comes back. I don't know.
That's the problem these days. People just don't know when to end a fucking series.
Well, I think they should have just waited till the new Xbox comes out in a few years. Why build up hype?
That is a good idea. They should have. They should have been like, hey, here's the new Xbox and here's Halo 4.
Halo Reach just came out last year, and this game is supposed to come out next winter time or fall or winter-ish.
December.
So you figure it's only going to be about 2 years in between the two. Plus, we just had ODST before Reach, and then Wars, and 3, all on the 360, and it's just like... And they're going to have the remake of Halo 1 or whatever. It's like, just let time build up. Give it 3 or 4 more years when you're going to do the new Xbox in 2014 or 15. And then, like, at the, you know, press conference or whatever, then unleash the first trailer. And that would get a lot better reception, in my opinion.
That was the problem with Reach, though, I feel. Like, I feel like I was so played out.
It was too soon. Yeah. It was too much Halo.
It was a little too soon. And the thing is, like, it's almost like it was like a Halo meter, you know? Like, it was filled up enough that I was excited for it, but I didn't get to play it enough before I was like, I'm Haloed out.
Yeah.
Which the difference between Halo 2 and 3 was I was so hyped for Halo 3 because it actually took a while between 2 and 3 that when I got 3, I did play it a ton. I played it a lot.
Well, that's what I mean, though.
You get Halo 3, and then I never played Halo Wars, but I played ODST, and then that gave me even more Halo, and by the time Reach comes out, I was only excited enough to play it for a little bit.
Well, that's just it. It's just like it's becoming the next Modern Warfare. It's like they had to have a new installment every year, and it's like... I'll probably get it because, you know, it's Modern Warfare, or I'll probably get it just because it's Halo. But
I think that might
hyped.
Be
I'm not going to sit there and be like, opening night, like, yeah.
I think that might be a point that a lot of people are kind of glancing over, was that they're like, well, it's going to be 2 years. Well, the Halo remake's coming out this year. And a lot of people are going to buy that, too. So that's another Halo installment. Even though it's a remake, people are going to buy it.
Oh, yeah, they keep doing, like, all this shit in between games.
So,
like,
yeah.
The one thing I liked about the Call of Duties, though, is it's two separate companies to make it. So you get, like, fresh...
I agree with you between Modern Warfare 1 and World at War, it was quite a bit different from the Modern Warfare games.
Well, that's what they do.
But
usually.
Black Ops is very similar to the Modern Warfare games.
But what they do. They add things like zombies and...
So that's why I'm...
Different time periods.
That's why I think, like, yeah, I guess the zombies...
They use, like, let's say Modern Warfare, they have different weapon
but
types.
But the good thing between Modern Warfare and World at War was, like, it was kind of a different feel, and it played differently. Black Ops, for the most part, plays like the Modern Warfare games.
Best part was the dive.
Yeah, the dive. That was pretty sweet.
Well, the main difference between, like, Modern Warfare and, like, Black Ops, whatever, it's typically, like, weaponry. The Modern Warfare is more the modern, more advanced kind of shit, it seems like.
The nice thing is, like, they each build off of each other. Like, like, one will take the awesome shit from the previous game, and then they'll just build on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really liked the currency.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I did like that.
Like it was kind of a bad example, but, like, you know what I mean, though? Like, with Halo, it's not like that, though. Like, with Halo, you need time in between. Like, they're able to pull it off because there's just so many people that like to play that game. But with Halo, it just seems like there's not enough time in between the games. Like, you get the game, like, oh, hey, more Halo.
Well, there was four years between Halo 1 and Halo 2, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Halo 2 was 2004, I think, and Halo 1 was 2000.
And that's what Halo 2 was.
Halo 3 was 3 years after 2.
Yeah, but ever since then, they've just been pumping them out like crazy.
Well, that's the new thing anymore. It's like that's the problem with gaming anymore. It's always like, hey, can we let's get this as fast as possible. It's like, can't you just wait?
I know,
let a game build
up because of that. That's why I'm so bored with it. Is just because, and even I'll get excited for Halo 4, and I'll still play it for about a month, and then I won't touch it again. Yeah. It's just. Month is being generous.
That's the problem. It's just so it's money oriented anymore.
It's just boring. Because after the new little features wear off, then you're just kind of like, okay, it's still the same.
One of the things about the Halo games, which I noticed in Reach, was like, I felt like there wasn't enough guns. I liked how in the Halo 1 there was all these really nifty guns, and Halo 2 there was even more like
it matters.
Like
you get all these
guns
and all like narrowed down to battle rifles. And
I know that always happens. Anyway. BR stars, there's no reason to pick up another gun.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like in Reach, it's like you got like the plasma launcher that was okay, and then what needle rifle, but
there were a lot of cool guns.
That was kind of like a needler version of the DMR, which looked like a battle rifle anyway.
I feel like guns kind of bounced out a little bit better, though, as far as that goes.
Yeah, but I would rather have variety.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not that serious about my gameplay. I'd rather have variety and fun rather than make sure I beat the noob on the couch next to me, you know?
Yeah, that's... I think what I like about Modern Warfare is that you get to choose.
Yeah, and like, the first Halo game was... The guns weren't necessarily balanced. You know, there were some kind of crazy guns. Like, the plasma pistol was almost worthless in Halo 1, but it was fun to drop people's shields. But that was still competitive. Maybe not, like, tournament competitive, but it was still you could still have fun competing against people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Microsoft. E3. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Sony. What do you guys think about Sony?
All right, that is the press conference I did watch. As ironic as that is, I watched the one that I don't own. But it was all right.
I like that new portable.
Oh, yeah, the PS Vita, actually, that was like, I was like, this is going to be fucking lame. Like, I didn't care at all, but after they showed some of the, like, how you can just walk up and stop your game and, like, pick it up right on the PS3, like, right there, that's pretty awesome, right from where you saved.
And it's pretty looking.
Yeah, it's nice.
It did look freaking sweet.
Well, I mean, PS3, I mean, as far as the look goes, it's always been pretty good with the style.
They make good hardware.
One of the things I was mentioning a couple things to Andy, actually, that I thought were kind of weird about the Vita. One is that it has party chat, which the PS3 doesn't have, which is, I guess, you could see them progressing, but you would think, I mean, are you going to want that on the PS3? Like, is that something people are calling for?
Like, now, is it video party chat?
I don't know if it's video.
It's got webcams on it.
Yeah, I know it's at least audio.
I'm sure if it's got webcams on it,
like,
it will.
So
I think people have given up on the party chat because, I'm actually fine without it.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I like it.
Well, it's nice because I can't stand there listening to all the people who just...
I had it with the Xbox and everyone, it was fun with that, but I don't really have anyone to play with on the PS3.
Well, you need more friends, that's why.
Well, like, just no one I know plays online.
It's because no one plays on PS3.
Buys games a lot. No, black people. Black people love the PlayStation 3, man.
Well, that's fine because that's the most expensive one.
I guess.
What?
I don't know.
Stefan, don't say that.
All right. I won't. I'm sorry. French
people. I play with
French
people.
But, okay, one, it has the party chat, which I think they know that Sony has the capability to do that, I would think it would come to the PlayStation Network at some time. Because Xbox Live didn't launch the party chat. They added it later, so... You know it's possible.
We have group chat rooms.
I know.
Yeah.
I know my our friend Everest was talking about. He's like, when I play a PS3 game and I want to talk to my friends, we have to get on Ventrilo to do that. He's like, sometimes we even turn on our PS3s and turn on our Xbox and chat in an Xbox Live party while we're playing PS3. So it's like, you think they would add it? Another thing I noticed, which doesn't really matter for us, but it does in Europe, it's $250, but it's also 250 euros, and I thought that was a typo at first. But apparently it's not. 250 euros is 366 American dollars.
That sucks for them.
Yeah, so like, in 250 American dollars is like around 100 euros or something like that. So they're gouging Europe for some reason. I don't know why.
But I think,
like I say, it's not really, it doesn't really matter to me, but I just thought that was weird.
I'm not really into the whole portable gaming thing, but I actually might pick up one of those.
I won't, but I think it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I don't play... I don't even play my 3DS at all.
It's easier when you're a kid.
I don't
you're
do.
Like, you're at the mall with your mom. Or
well,
whatever.
Yeah, you're always in the car being driven, you know.
Yeah,
like but when you're driving, you can't really play as easily.
I played my Game Boy all the time, but yeah, like now when I had my DS that I barely played because...
You're either in your room or you're at work.
Like if I'm leaving, Like if I'm leaving, I'm leaving to go somewhere when I'm out.
I usually played my DS when I was pooping. I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna break out. Somewhere.
Like I could see maybe if like we were going to a convention or something because there's other people there. But
well, that and there's the drive. So
that's why the
that too.
That's why the like feature to pick up where you play on a game on the portable and like leave and then come back and just like pick it up right on the TV on the console. That's why I think that's amazing, is just simply because there I could see some use. Like, if you had to leave or you're going to go fucking crap or whatever you're going to do, you can pick up and play your game, and then when you come back, you can play it on TV. So if I'm at home, I'm not going to sit there and look at a small screen when I could just stare at my TV and play it on...
I know the PSP sort of has it right now, where you can stream movies from your PS3
to
the PSP.
So I really like that. I thought Mod Nation Racers thing, like how you can make the tracks with the touchscreens and crap like that.
Yeah, that's neat.
That was pretty sweet. And Uncharted looked fun and stuff like
Uncharted
that.
Uncharted has been the only multiplayer game that I've actually like jonesed for when I'm not playing it. Like I'd be at school and I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna fucking go home and play Uncharted.
I can't freaking wait.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. The multiplayer was ridiculously addicting.
Yeah.
Deep. So that's why I'm pumped.
Was it deep?
So I was surprised by Sony. They did. I'm still not going to buy a PS3 or a PS Vita, but they caught my interest.
I'm glad they didn't push the move.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Because I think they knew that was just kind of like a.
Yeah.
Like I'm a little mad that I actually spent the money.
What I'm surprised is why, you know, Microsoft pimped the shit out of the Kinect. And what I'm surprised is like, I really don't know that many people that were. Excited to see the Move or Kinect, and
I guess it sold really well.
The Kinect, I mean, the Kinect was pretty like surprising, but still like
they
to me,
sold.
It's...
I mean, they sold fine, but God, it's getting to the point where like almost anything these companies can put out can sell well.
Well, that too, and it's just like Microsoft is just like slapping you in the face with the Kinect. It's just like it's
well, the problem
fucking...
with the Move is the fact that it's
the Wii.
You got the Wii, whereas the Kinect, you're not using any controller, so that's the whole sell on that. Is you're not using anything, whereas with the Move, it's you're still holding things, so you might as well buy a freaking Wii.
Still holding things?
Yeah.
Like two penises?
Yeah. They look kind of like two penises.
I played it for a good, like, 4 months straight when I got mine.
4 months straight?
Yeah, like that's
were you tired?
Yeah.
Were you hungry afterwards?
Not straight, but, like, whenever I played a game, it was the Move. But
yeah.
Now
and so,
I don't
like,
play anymore.
But... Like, what I was saying was there was very few people that were excited about it. Like, I don't really know many people that, like, love their Kinect or love their Move to the point where they're still buying games for it. Yet, at least in Microsoft's case, they're still pimping it. I guess I just don't see,
that's
like...
Microsoft,
I feel like...
They want.
I feel like the people that actually did want it probably bought it by now. It wasn't like the Wii where it was at a sale. I mean, of course you're still going to have sales, but... Is it gonna offset the cost of one?
Do you think Nintendo's gonna do the exact same thing with the Wii U that they did with the Wii?
Oh.
Where they just like, oh, there's not that many out there.
Oh.
And make everyone
make the
rush for it.
So fucking high.
I wouldn't be surprised since they already did it once.
That was
and it worked.
Dude, that smart.
that was smart.
I mean, it already
that
worked
very
once.
Smart.
Yeah, let's move on to that. What do you guys think about Nintendo's conference?
I didn't watch it, but I.
That thing is huge.
I know, like, when they said there was going to be a touchscreen, I'm like, oh, it's probably going to be, like, some little screen where you can, like, each corner or something will have something special. Like, no, it's fucking huge. It's a big screen.
It's a tablet.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's... I was both disappointed and excited about it. Like, disappointed because it wasn't as, like, hardcore game-oriented as I would have liked to seen from them.
Yeah.
Because it is just a giant fucking tablet, and it seems like... A lot of the stuff they showed was interacted with, like, touchscreen, and it seemed very gimmicky, kind of like the Wii was with motion control. But they present it in a way that made it look like it had a lot of potential for the future. And also, supposedly, games like Arkham City and all that can be played on the Wii now. Not, you know, Wii-ified, but actual, like, you know, any the same as, like, 360 and stuff like that. So that puts, like, more use to it. Because I always hated... Yeah. Like, that's graphics what makes the Wii mostly useless, is because any game that's put on the Wii is just like a shitty Wii version that they try and incorporate motion controls, and it just is stupid and it has crappy graphics, etc.
I can't wait to see the price of that controller. It's got to be expensive. I mean, controllers now are like $60, and then you put a tablet in one? Like, oh, man.
And another thing I saw was the tablet's got like full-on motion control in it. I was like, I don't want to swing that thing around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking
like,
about
you can use
it
as a Wiimote.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more than a fucking tablet, so. But you want to buy a controller? Okay, that'd be $400.
I know when I saw their game lineup, they said it will have a Madden and a Battlefield game, so I don't know if it's like going to be an exclusive version or something.
Can you download apps?
Did you see that all the footage they used was not actual footage?
No, I didn't.
It was from other systems.
Reels. Yeah, it was other systems.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Zelda looked pretty damn good.
Yeah,
that was
Zelda
an actual.
Did look pretty.
Another thing I wanted to mention, though, is I saw like they were going to have Assassin's Creed 2 and Arkham City on it, which is cool that they're going to have more hardcore games. But those games will have already been like, in Arkham City's case, will be like a year old by the time the game comes out, or by the time the Wii U comes out. So, yeah. I mean, people with Xboxes and PS3s that are thinking about buying a Wii U but like Arkham City will probably already have it by then.
All I know is fucking...
No, I'm going to wait a whole year before I get it. I want it so bad, but I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait a whole year.
All I know, that's all I have to say, is fucking Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I heard,
that's all they have
to
say.
That's great. Yeah. That's actually one thing I am really excited for. Like, I think I mentioned it on like Twitter or Facebook, but I was hoping that Nintendo would sell me on their new console right there. And it didn't need much, honestly, to sell me on a new console. But they didn't really mention anything about the online. And it looked a little more... I was hoping to be further from the Wii than it was, but it's...
You don't need friend codes anymore.
That's good. I almost assumed that's what they were going to do. Like, friend codes were stupid. So, with that said, they didn't really sell me on it, but I'm not like, oh, I'm not getting one. I'm just waiting to see more.
They need to have a freaking Pokemon game on the console.
I know, dude.
With amazing graphics, but just like it is on the Game Boy, but first person. That's all they need to
do. Like a role-playing?
An RPG Pokemon game, exactly like it would be on the Game Boy, but just first person instead of overhead.
I still need to think you need to make a Pokemon game, but you need to make it like just an RPG, but make it so you can play with some of your friends,
too.
Yeah,
like make it like 4 or 8-person co-op.
So
you can have...
That would be so awesome. Dude, I would buy a Wii U, like, today, all right? I'd sneak into Nintendo's headquarters. I'd be like, shut up and take my money. Give me the Wii U.
Take it, bitch.
But, yeah, so I was very happy with the announcement of Super Smash Bros., especially the one for the 3DS. I'm happy with that, too.
Oh, yeah, aren't they going to have cross-play?
Yeah, they have the same thing that the Vita has, where you can, like, you can have it on your TV, and then you can just, like, instantly put it on your screen and start playing.
But, I mean, like, a 3DS person could play a
Wii. Oh, yeah, I heard about something like that.
I still can't get over the name, though.
Yeah.
I was hoping they wouldn't use the Wii name anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
Because the Wii, I mean, we've kind of just grown to accept it. But remember
the horrible name.
Yeah, remember when the Wii came out, like, when they first said it was going to be the Wii, we were all like, wait, what? And the Revolution was a cool concept idea for a title, like the Revolution, like awesome. It's gonna revolutionize gaming.
And it sort of did.
Yeah, it sort of did, but they called it the Wii. And now they're just sticking with it, calling it the Wii U. I'm just like,
It doesn't really make much sense why they would call it the Wii U when it's supposed to be a completely different system.
Because when you play, you go Wii U.
Actually, when they first announced it, I thought of Kung Pao. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh my god.
The way they presented the Wii U makes it just look like it's not even like its own console.
Yeah, that's true. They kind of presented it like it was like
just an extension of the Wii. Like you can take this tablet
you
controller.
Said extension of the Wii.
Yeah, exactly. You can take this tablet controller and use it with your Wii. That's what it looked like. It really did. Or like, because even the console itself doesn't look that much different than a Wii.
Yeah,
it was white and it was laying down instead of up.
I like the roundness of it.
Yeah, it looks cool. I just think they should have chose like a different color. They should have like made it black or something, and then called it something else. Go with the Revolution, shit.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
use that name.
Perfectly viable name, still out there.
Yeah, I was really pumped when I heard that name. I was like, that's a sweet name.
Call it the 361.
The 360 Wii.
Just completely fuck with people. Or PS 361. They're like, oh my god, that's a higher number than both of the other consoles.
Wouldn't that be so fucked up if they just called it the PlayStation 4?
Probably some copyright.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have it copyrighted. But man, just to fuck with the Sony's pick and the PlayStation 4.
Xbox 2.
Some weird. Maybe they find some Dreamcast loophole and spell it differently. Like station spelled STAY.
Other things I'd like to see from Nintendo, though, and this is actually a segment we should do one of these weeks, is just like a top five games from each of us that we'd like to see return that aren't in line to get a sequel.
That's a good idea.
Like Time Splitters or something like that.
Oh, my God. God, I was hoping, like, I posted on Twitter, I'm like, what I really want to see from E3 is a new Time Splitters. I also know it's not going to happen.
Dude, they're busy. Dude,
fuck them. All right, that's all I got to say. Give me a Time Splitters.
Their last quote a few years ago, I think it was in 2009, was, we don't feel like there's a demand for it at this current time.
We mentioned that, actually, on Three Way of Awesome. Yeah. I remember doing that story, and we said, how is there not a demand for it?
Well, they're owned by Crytek.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. No. They're
busy making a fucking Crysis.
Yeah, they're busy making whatever the fuck Crytek's wanting them to do.
Yeah, fuck, can it run Crysis? I don't know if it can run Time Splitters, because that means another one's coming out.
Yeah.
But you know what would be cool is seeing Time Splitters run on the Crysis engine.
Jeez.
That'd be cool. Have you played Crysis 2?
I have not played Crysis 2. Austin's played Crysis 2, I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty, I heard it's like graphically amazing, but I heard gameplay is a little
It was
lacking.
Actually fun. It was long. It dragged on, though. That was the thing.
Hey, it went too long.
What were you going to say, Stefan?
Oh, for the Wii U, I want to see...
It's so funny to hear that.
A new Mario Kart. I know they're having one for the 3DS. I don't know if they were having it for Wii U. I want it to be like Mario Kart 64 and less of this gimmick crap that they always seem to do with Mario Kart lately.
Well, now
you had the double dash, and then you had freaking the Wii one where it's just stupid. And I know you have the flying now and the underwater, but as long as you stick with the like main gameplay... And that doesn't, like, change it, you know? It doesn't bother me that much. Because the flying only takes place when you get shot through cannons. So instead of just having it pre-can animation of you just going up and then, like, landing, you can control your kind of distance and whatnot where you go. So that's not terrible. It doesn't take away from the gameplay. It kind of adds to it, actually. And the underwater, I don't know much about that, but...
I'm sorry, but I'd much rather play, like, Mario Kart 64 before even playing the Wii One. I played that once, and it sucked so much.
So, yes, I'd like to see them focus on making it just more simple with more characters and more arenas and crap like that. So, Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers, a new Super Mario Bros. Wii, like a sequel to that. I love that game.
I'm sorry, but I feel like a douche when I, like, have that wheel... Like, was that attached to anything? He's like, just, like, in midair, like...
He's, like, still hung up on that. Like, Stefan moved on to different games, and you're like, I hate it so much.
I hate that fucking game.
I heard they were coming out with a Mario that you can use your Mii in.
Yeah, it's a new Super Mario Bros. Mii, is what it's called. Super Mario Bros.
Well, I thought I said
which is cool, but I don't know.
I said use your knees in.
I think I'd rather just stick with the Mario characters. But that's kind of neat.
Yeah,
there wasn't anything that was like, holy shit.
The first thing I want to mention is Battlefield 3. Who was who liked the trailer?
I think it looks amazing.
Was that the tank one?
Yeah, it was a tank one. Did you see the dinosaur in the beginning of that? Do you know the story behind that?
No.
The story behind that was on 4chan, their video game board, one of the developers from Black Ops went on there. You know how or maybe it was Modern Warfare 2. You know how the PC version wasn't very good?
Yeah.
And so V was, of course, trashing it.
Oh, that was probably Modern Warfare 2.
And they said, they actually went on there legitimately and said, what do you guys think would make it better? We want to hear your opinions. And everybody just started saying, dinosaurs. We want dinosaurs. We want dinosaurs and velociraptors. And so at the beginning of the Battlefield trailer, there was that little keychain dinosaur. And then they zoomed out from that. And then someone from DICE said on Twitter, like, hey, did you see our Battlefield trailer? It has dinosaurs. And they posted that thread. Like, that's hilarious that they caught on to that.
DICE is pretty cool.
Yeah, DICE is awesome.
Yeah, I think Battlefield 3 looks amazing.
But that
the most realistic first-person shooter I've ever seen.
That engine is fantastic.
The Frostbite 2.0?
It looks amazing.
Like, I like Modern Warfare, and I like Battlefield Bad Company 2, but Battlefield 3 just seems like they're just shit on everything.
And I played the crap out of Battlefield 2 when that came out.
I love the Battlefield series, like... I was sold before that trailer on Battlefield 3 just because I love the Battlefield series. I've never been disappointed by one.
Never played one.
Yeah, you have. You played it, I think you played it like twice. I remember you playing on Leapers or something.
Beta or something.
But yeah, I'm tired of shooters, but it still looks fun. Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely give it a chance. I'm interested to see what they do.
See, the thing is, I'm telling myself that I'm going to buy Battlefield 3. I'm probably not going to get the next Modern Warfare, but I'm probably going to get the next Modern Warfare at some point. Because that always happens with Call of Duty. Like, I'm not going to get it this time. I don't want to buy another one this year. Some people get it and tell me how fun it is, and then I do get it.
Speaking of shooters, though, after 14 years, we are now down to 2 days.
That's right. And it's gotten horrible reviews.
It's gotten horrible reviews. I saw some people playing the beta, and I thought it looked pretty fun.
But then there were some other people,
like, really bitching about it. One of the funny things I saw was, like, it's a Duke Nukem game. Why can he only hold two guns?
Yeah.
But it's...
I think,
Leaper's getting the Balls of Steel edition.
I think it's all about hype.
Yeah.
People expected, it's been developed for 12 years or whatever. It's like... No, it really hasn't been developed for 12 years.
And the thing is, it's been scrapped multiple times over and over and over. So it's like...
It's being redeveloped.
I know, I said there's no way it can live up to the hype. It can be a decent game, but there's no way it's living up to the hype of, 12, 14 years of development.
I don't even think it's going to be a decent game. I think it's just going to be...
It fails hard.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun because it's Duke Nukem, but I just don't expect it to be
I want to rent it too.
Like, from what I saw in the beta, it looked fun. I was never a huge Duke Nukem fan. I'm really just interested because it took so freaking long. It's amazing, but...
But it's not even the original thing.
What do you mean it's not the original thing? It's still a Duke Nukem game, though.
It's still Duke Nukem, but...
I mean, it's not the original company, but that's because they went under. But, I mean, it still has all of the things that made Duke Nukem what Duke Nukem was.
I just wish Gearbox would just make Borderlands 2.
Borderlands was so mediocre.
I think it was a good game.
It was the most
I got addicted to that thing hardcore. It really was. Like, that was another one of those where I was like, I just want to fucking play some more.
It's good. It's not... my opinion on it is good. When you're playing with someone, but
single player isn't as great, but co-op was a lot of fun. I played like I got the PC version, and I played it with like my three cousins, and that was fun as shit.
One last thing I want to mention before I kind of veer off on another subject here: Dark Souls. Did anyone see the trailer for Dark Souls?
Yeah.
Nope.
It looks pretty good, actually.
I didn't like Demon's Souls, but man, I knew so many people that loved that game.
Like, Dark Souls is pretty good, and it's coming out for PS3 and 360. It looks fine. They didn't really show much, but I already see people that are saying Dark Souls greater than symbol Skyrim. Like, what? It just debuted the trailer.
All right. It was... Tom used to get so mad at me, but I said it was the worst $60 I ever spent on a game. Like, I played that game for, like, 2 hours, got mad, and then I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna sell it. I couldn't.
That was too hard?
Well, I knew. Because
apparently that game is supposed to be really, really hard.
I knew going into it, it was supposed to be super fucking hard.
Yeah.
But it was just, it wasn't fun. But everyone I talked to loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, people are apparently already so hyped for it that they're saying it's greater than Skyrim, even though
I remember fucking some stupid douchebag. It's because people like just like to think that the game that they like is going to be better regardless of actual quality. They just like to think that. I remember before Arkham Asylum came out and before Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 came out, some guy was like, oh, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 is going to be the greatest like superhero game ever, and it's going to destroy the shit out of Arkham Asylum, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we saw that happen.
Ugh. Ultimate Alliance 2.
One game
Fuck
exceeded
game.
Expectations,
was
and one game was horrible.
I think
it was a different
developer. Yeah. The game was just so bad.
I think people put too much credit into the trailer. Like, yeah, it's a fucking trailer. The point of the trailer is to get you into the fight.
Didn't Austin do that last week? He said it was about two games that aren't even out yet. He said it's all about Skyrim. Fuck Arkham City.
Oh.
It's like it's not out yet.
Did you guys see that video of the hidden room in Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. That it took them that long to find it, too.
Yeah. You had to, like, it's in the warden's office or something. You had to use, like, explosive gel on the wall 3 times and, I don't know, all these hoops that you had to jump through that people took forever to find out. It was crazy. And it revealed the plans for the next game on the wall. Like,
oh, that's cool.
There was, like, a map for Arkham City and
like
stuff
I knew the room existed. I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah. And it was cool. Even, like, It was there from the beginning, too.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
That's pretty sweet.
I never figured out. I
and you were one of the top players in the game.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I remember seeing your name on Arkham City when I got it.
Asylum.
Arkham.
What was that website that ranked the top 10 players?
Idea.
You were on there? What were you, like number 7?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't remember.
That list would have been sweet to read if Leaper didn't sandbag the Before I even, like, I was doing the list and then I got to number 8 and he goes, "Hey, is Stefan on this list?" I'm like, that was the only reason I did the list. I'm like, let's just move on. So, what are some of your final thoughts? What are some things we didn't mention that you guys want to talk about? Anything that interested you?
Skyrim looks good, of course. I didn't see anything on Gears.
There was actually a bunch of stuff on Gears.
I didn't see
any. They showed off the co-op.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that. They had some of the campaign. They showed a little bit of that.
There's a new Horde mode.
Yeah, it's Beast mode.
Yeah.
Where you play as the locusts and stuff.
No. There was they were updating Horde mode.
Yeah, it's like Horde mode 2.0 or something like
boss
that.
Boss battles.
Oh, really?
Some other stuff.
Sounds
kind
of cool, actually.
It did look really neat. How's Horde mode in Halo?
Yeah, firefight.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I think Horde mode's better, but.
Well, the original
doesn't make it better, but I don't know. I never really
firefight in ODST was tons of fun. That's what, like, made ODST, in my opinion. But in Reach, it wasn't, like, as fun, I guess. I don't know. It just... I don't know what changed. It's just... I remember playing ODST, yeah, and it was, like... I remember some really fun firefight ones where it lasts for, like, an hour or so, and you're just, like, ridiculous, crazy fun. But in Reach, it just... it was all right.
Killzone 3's version of hard mode was actually, like, insane. Because have you seen any of the trailers where it had like the jetpack people?
No.
Well, they have like jetpack bad guys now, and there's this like one Horde wave where like if you look up in the sky, there's like 150 of them just flying at you in the sky.
Nice.
It looks cool, but you get your ass fucking handed to you.
What happened with Twisted Metal? Wasn't that shown and debuted at last E3 and was supposed to come out like that winter?
I completely forgot about that. I remember something about a Twisted Metal, though.
Twisted Metal was first shown and revealed at last
there was
year's
a video
E3.
Because before I came over here, I was downloading some videos off the network, and they had an E3 video.
Well, I know it was shown at this E3. I'm just saying, I could have sworn it was supposed to come out last winter. Like,
no, I think it comes out this
winter. Well, maybe they delayed it, but I swear it was supposed to come out last winter. Maybe not. Maybe I just got confused. It looks
like,
fun,
I'm gonna
doesn't look that great.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Duke Nukem. It's more of a nostalgia trip, really, than anything.
Okay, so for the end of this, I just want to go around the table and see what's the thing you're most excited for. I don't want to do who won E3 because it's a showcase, not a sporting event. And that would be like if, after the podcast, Stefan said the funniest things this week and go, "I think I won that podcast." I'm like, wait, what? It's not a competition. Anyway.
There are no points here. It's like, whose line is it anyway?
Exactly. I love whose line is it anyway.
Have you seen his new show?
In Propaganda. It's all right.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was as good, but yeah. For me, the thing I'm most excited for out of E3 is probably Battlefield 3, of course, because I'm such a big Battlefield fan. That's the thing I can't wait to see the most. Wii U would probably be next, but again, I still want to see more on it. Stefan?
Super Smash Brothers. I don't know. That's like the only thing I could think of. I wasn't... Like, Battlefield looks great, but I get more excited for games that, like, I haven't played a shit ton of, like, lately. I put a lot into Battlefield, Modern Warfare, Halo, etc. So probably the Wii U and Super Smash Brothers.
Nice.
I didn't see anything on Arkham City. I didn't actually look that hard at E3 stuff. I watched the Sony conference, and that was about it. And then looked online for the rest.
I think that's when they said that
Yeah, Catwoman's like 10% of the game, and she actually is like completely unique in how she moves around and stuff. Instead of like, you know, flying around using her cape, she uses her whip to like swing from ledges and stuff. So
it's
nice.
Those guys are good developers.
Yeah, they're that game. That's my most anticipated game right now. Saints Row 3. Mm-hmm. We should mention that.
Right.
That looks pretty.
Right, Saints Row 3.
Those games are so balls to the wall.
I love them so much. But yeah, so that's something I should mention. That one looks pretty good. Like, there's boxing gloves that when you punch somebody, they just explode and just like the most like there's a car apparently I heard about this in an interview. There's a car that has like a suction thing in the back and then just like a cannon in the front, and you can suck people up and shoot them blocks away, and if you want to you can shoot yourself out for whatever reason.
Oh my god.
Like just the most ridiculous, like they're not even like in Saints Row 2 it was kind of like they had all those goofy things but they still had like they tried to make it somewhat serious, but now I think they just realize, okay, Grand Theft Auto can have like the realistic elements for the most part. Grand Theft Auto is more like the serious, like trying to be like in like just a like a stunning game, whereas you know Saints Row is just the goofy, arcadey, fun, crazy. And I think they're just taking that and running with it. Like one of the first missions or something is where you take a vault out of a bank using a helicopter. Like you just take a whole vault out of a bank. Like they're just outrageous. Like in the second one where you just like were in the are in the septic truck and you just spewed shit all over the buildings or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that. Two games that I'm a little disappointed they didn't mention at E3 while we're talking was I wanted to see at least a new Splinter Cell announced. At least announced. Obviously, it was only...
How was the new one?
The new one was a lot
of
fun.
It was horrible. I'm just kidding.
It was great.
How was old Sam Fisher?
He was fine. So I'd like to see another one of those at least announced, maybe next year, hopefully. And Rainbow Six Vegas. I want to see another one of those games. I love those games.
Yeah, Rainbow Six Vegas.
And Burnout, I guess, but it's been a while. Burnout Paradise came out in like 2008.
Those guys are... Yeah. They just did the new... Need for Speed.
Criterion?
Yeah, they're doing Need for Speed.
Unfortunately, Need for Speed is not Burnout.
They need to do Burnout.
Burnout is the shit.
Yeah.
Although Paradise, I wasn't that.
No.
I didn't really like
Paradise. They need to take it closer back to Revenge and Takedown and stuff like that.
Revenge was hard, too. Wait.
It was hard. Revenge?
What's... No, Burnout 3.
Takedown.
That's the one.
Yeah. It goes Takedown, then Revenge.
Yeah, all right, Takedown.
Takedown was the one that was on both Xbox and 360, I think, and then it went Revenge, which was just on 360.
All right, then it was Revenge, or Takedown, because I got it for the PS2.
Ah.
Yeah, so it was probably... Yeah, it doesn't matter, but... yeah, they need to go back towards that. I love the Crash Party mode in those. I'd play those all the time, and Paradise didn't have that. You could just, like, initiate it anywhere in the city, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Tyler? Something you're looking forward to from E3? The most excited thing?
Did you say Saints Row was supposed to be E3? Or they didn't have that?
Yeah, Saints Row the third.
Yeah,
comes out this year.
Saints Row, that's what you're excited for the most.
Yeah. Is that all?
I saw nothing of it. I have been so freaking busy lately that I barely have time for myself. So, no, I haven't really seen much. But, I mean, I personally love Saints Row. And I've loved it more than Grand Theft Auto. So, Saints Row.
Nice. Andy?
Uncharted.
Uncharted? Psh, gay. No, I'm just kidding.
It actually looked a lot of fun.
It did look
good. If I had a PS3, I'd get it, but I don't want to buy a PS3 just for it.
Uncharted, the new Assassin's Creed. Just because I got...
That's another game that's becoming another every year game.
Yeah.
It is.
Creed. Yeah.
But I want to finish the story.
Yeah.
The developers have said that they're going to have one every year. So.
Wow, just come right out and say
it. Yeah, they're just like...
they will be around the bush.
I'm surprised they didn't show off a new Grand Theft Auto. Though, I mean, that game's kind of big enough, they kind of do their own thing.
Yeah. Rockstar, though, they got so many fucking games going on right now.
There's usually like four years in between them, right? Like three or four.
Well, I think that's what's great about Rockstar. They got so many fucking games going for them.
2008 is when
the last GTA
came out.
So, yeah.
9, 10, 11.
I guess if they go by
next year, if there's not an announcement, I'll be very surprised.
I know there was rumblings about GTA 5.
That's the thing, though, about Rockstar. They got so many good games out that, like, they don't need to pimp the shit out of just one game.
Dude, they got Red Dead. Rockstar's the shit. They got L.A. Noir now. They got a lot of...
They can afford to take a while.
Rockstar, like, never disappoints me.
Yeah.
They're just great.
Yeah, they're kind of like... Rockstar, Valve... Like, those two companies have never let me down.
Someone was mentioning the other day they're getting pissed that Valve 1 won't release Half-Life Episode 3.
Yeah, that was
and
me.
Another one
that
is
me.
Well, no, there was another person. He was like, and the other thing is stop adding hats to Team Fortress 2. He's like, why are there hats?
The owner joked about it. He's like, we're just going to add hats to everything. Like, we give Gordon Freeman's crowbar a hat.
And Bethesda's usually pretty good, but then they pull out shit like horse armor.
Yeah.
But That is one thing that fucking irks me, dude. It's been almost seven years since Half-Life Episode 2 came out. And they're just doing everything else.
Yeah. Get Left 4 Dead, you're like, sweet, Left 4 Dead. I hope Episode 3 comes out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's a new game, Left 4 Dead 2. You're like, what? And they're like, Portal. I'm like, hey, sweet, Portal was pretty sweet. Can't wait for Episode 3. Portal 2! It's like...
Portal 2 was really good.
I haven't finished the single player.
I've never played Portal.
I got about halfway through, maybe a third. I did all the co-op, though. That was a lot of fun.
But, I mean, like, they have some good franchises, but fuck!
I can't wait for Episode 3. Here's our new hat collection.
They're doing things right, though. They're building up lots of hype over... They're building up a demand for it as whatever
true.
That other.
It's almost the opposite. Though.
This is almost just as long as it took them to make Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
From 1. It was like 7 years.
Yeah.
But at least you know it's going to
be.
Well, hopefully.
I mean,
hope
and to think about it, if they haven't even started yet, it still has to take time to develop, too. Like, it's going to take forever. Hopefully, it doesn't suffer from, like, Duke Nukem Syndrome, where it just can't live up.
Well, I mean, I guess the nice thing is I read an interview that they said that they were like, well, we're not going to do it till we know it's good. And I'm like, all right, well, I can agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap up this podcast so I can kill the bug behind me because it's creeping me out. Anyway, remember the RSS feed is changing. It will be in the description. And if you have any problems with the blog, I've changed a lot of things. You can email us at powerupodcast@gmail.com. Facebook us, facebook.com/powerupodcast. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/powerupodcast. So, for Andy, Tyler, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.